This is Steve Woodward teeing off. On a recent March evening, North Carolinian Christopher Babcock was traveling on his motorcycle through rural Pitt County. A vehicle suddenly entered an intersection, turning left into Babcock's path. He was struck, thrown from the motorcycle, and later pronounced dead at age 62. The driver fled, but eventually was apprehended and charged with felony hit and run. Ernesto Lopez Gomez, 25, a Mexican national, entered the U.S. illegally via Arizona in 2024. Exploiting the catch-and-release negligence of the Biden presidency, he disappeared into the homeland. Month after month, illegal immigrants are involved in auto accidents, rapes, child molestation, and ruthless murders. What's more infuriating than endless carnage? American citizens who collaborate to protect these dangerous thugs. The Moore County Democrat Party actively trains locals to alert illegal migrants when federal agents representing immigration and customs enforcement are believed to be present in the region. The next training session is this Sunday. The agenda includes reviewing the constitutional rights of undocumented migrants. But ask yourself, did Chris Babcock in Pitt County, a U.S. citizen, deserve the right to arrive home safely? I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.